now rocking with the best.
The make room, clear it out, clear it out. Make room, the bustable, the bustable. Make room, shine a light.
It's your girl DJ Exclusive.
Light on it. Make room, shine a light, shine a light, shine a light. Come on, shine a light on them, shine a light. Shine a light on them.
Nothing podcast.
The bustable, bustable. Now do your dance move.
Listen, this is Nothing Podcast, Everything Lit, episode 71. We about to get loose. You ready? Here we go.
Stop! If you came to rock, just do a dance move when this beat drop. Cause she thick, started looking thick, 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 thick. Yo, thicker than a motherfucker thick. Started looking so damn thick, she looking thick, 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 thicker than a motherfucker thick, thick. She looking so damn thick, she looking thick.
Shout out to all my sexy ladies and everything lit. We about to turn it up for episode 71.
Shorty on the floor looking thick. She moving like a snake. Yo, the way she moving hips. She got the body, yaddy, 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 like her name Megan. It's a lot of booty shaking when she wear them leggings. She's so pretty. Face like a Shante. Got a mean diva walk. Looking like Beyonce. Woo! Yo, she make the thing move. Wee! Yo, she make the thing move. Yo, she started looking thick.
Turn it up today, ladies and gentlemen. Roll something fat. Pour something long. Cause we about to go in. You already know what it is. It's not a podcast. Anything lit. Episode 71. This solo season 7. It's your girl DJ Exclusive on the 1-2. Welcome home, Bobby Shmurda. Welcome home, Roddy Rebel. We gonna throw some joints on. And ladies, this week I got you. Now you already know we had to put on for the city. Shout out to my best eye Brooklyn niggas.
That city original was probably this.
Made my first meal, start tweaking, hoe. And tell my old bitch I ain't speaking high. Montana, I'm a block nigga. You heard they shot me and I shot nigga. Young ho, ball said I rock nigga. Three bricks for a verse.
Wait a minute!
Montana, I'm a block nigga. You heard they shot me and I shot nigga. Young ho, ball said I rock nigga. Three bricks for a verse, that's a swap nigga. Shot my nigga Meek, he on lock nigga. Shot my nigga Maxi in a box nigga. Pull up La Marina in a yacht nigga. Skate off like a pirate with your thot nigga.
You gotta get your smurder right.
Bitch ain't loyal, she fuck Breezy ho. Believe me, you can ask Weezy ho. I heard she fuck Puff like a week ago. But I still want the pussy though. I'ma smurder dance on a pussy hoe. Pussy hoe. That bitch ass full of bullet hole. Still paid couple grands for that pussy hoe. Pussy hoe.
Let me find out he was talking about K Michelle.
I'ma smurder dance on that pussy hoe. Pussy hoe. I'ma smurder dance on that pussy hoe. Pussy hoe. I'ma smurder dance on that pussy hoe. Pussy hoe.
Came a long way, yeah we shot. Send your fly. You know Roddy's still a hot nigga. Smash from the car on that pussy block. From the liquor spot. Point, I'm going like a shot. That chopper make him diddy bop. Free slice Billy, let my Billy rock. And free your Billy, let a Billy out. With flex, drop a bomb on this, watch the city rock. Make me these 20 bands, right on Biggie Block. Make a bring 100 bands in the city out. Refresh, pull up in that brand new yacht. Watch me start off with your thot, cause I'm worth about a million now.
Oh, we tryna turn way up for this one.
Bobby Shmurda, not Bobby Brown, let him pop up in the block. These pussy niggas better come it down, cause the same drop in that thot. And these fuck niggas don't come around, cause they know they gon' get shot. I'm a young rich nigga, watch me cash out. Just got some thighs for my bitch to poke her ass out. In Dubai with my bitch, bust a stash out. And that bitch still suck until she pass out.
You gon' have to turn this up.
Everybody know this boy Kwame. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusive. Just spinning, man.
All these social networks and these computers got these niggas walking around
like they some shooters.
See them in real life, they're trying to bust maneuvers. Like pussy talk that same shit from your computer. Just
boy Medulla. Call up my broski Gina like call up your jeweler. I just spent some cash on a pinky ring. Just made some brand new shmoney, what the fuck you think? And bitch, I'm heading to your city. Just a cop up all of city. Me and JJ went for 50. Fill up the gas tank, it was empty. We heading out the filler. Smoke in front of bitch, no filler. I got racks all in my belly. Shout out the slice, that's the billy.
Someone need to teach these guys how to use IG.
Yeah. I take the other side with my guys and get busy.
Oh, let's get busy.
I'm shooting up the streets, not the gym. I'm shooting at these suckers, not the rim. Tupac above the rim. Put two shots in his chin. Ran down, he took the fence. I'm ran down in my tents. I saw the pussy through the tents. I was in that boy Meth Benz with some shit that extends. Put two shots in his friends. For cooking Shiesty, I go in. For Shiesty, I go in. And free my dogs out the pen. They shoot shit, Jeremy Lin. RP that boy French. He's still in Vegas with my friends. Buying off that bar, still going in. Flying down your motherfucking strip. And I got caught on the fifth. Tell a DA suck a dick, not coming in.
Gingerbread, bitch.
On the road, heading to that bread, bitch. Brand new shmoney. Bitch, I just got some brand new shmoney.
Welcome home, Bobby.
In front your mouth, you wanna see my black gas right in front your mouth. Put some smurders in the flag wrapped around my mouth. I ain't come to talk, I came to bang it out. Just call them things up, they back and bought them, shoot them.
Shoot them.
The ones he disrespect, it's like I gotta do them. I just spent some cash on the 40 clock. And my nigga killer ran through like 40 clocks. And I'm headed to you.
Rest in peace, Pop.
No,
this off that new movie Pop about to be in. Ayo.
AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Two-tone, icy. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Two-tone, icy. Talk to me nice, or don't talk at all. Huh? I make a call on the sport. I'm off that I had a roll. Talk to me nice. I don't talk at all. I make a call to sport. I'm up that I had a roll. Yeah, just bring niggas cause I hate niggas. Fuck niggas, I ain't playing with them. I don't really wanna hear niggas. I don't got nothing to say, nigga. I'm with Bay and steak dinner. Just know he got a K with him. And my little mama got it in a purse. All I gotta say is bang it. If I run down, it's a drum rap. All you gonna hear is gun sound. You niggas know I bring them guns out. I make it hot when it's sundown. Huh? Fever. Shorty wanna act like a diva. Shorty wanna suck on my Nina. I leave that shit where I could feel. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Two-tone, icy. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Two-tone, icy. Talk to me nice. I don't talk at all. I make a call to swore. I'm off that I had a roll. Talk to me nice. I don't talk at all. I make a call to swore. I'm off that I had a roll. I got 52 shots in this Glock. Click if it's red up on the op, if he let off. Trey Suvi on the top. Yellow tape when it pop, knock his head off. Load up the chop and go dump. Niggas see me and they run. Silencer up on the gun. Niggas that shoot you for none. Trey Suvi. Boy playing with the toolie. I bet he make a movie. Woo! Woo! Pop dripped up in Louis. Couple hundred and some jewelry. Spent 55 on her booty. Touch your ass and nigga shoot me. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Two-tone, icy. AP, spicy. I bust a check in my Nike. Am I a killer? Might be. Two-tone, icy. Talk to me nice. I don't talk at all. I make a call in this war. I'm up that I had a roll. Talk to me nice. I don't talk at all.
Yeah, make sure y'all go support that new movie, that Boogie. Make sure y'all show that man Pop some love. Rest in peace. Woo! Yeah. Well. Well, 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 look at what we got here. Another episode of the Nothing Podcast. Let's go ahead and drop a bomb on that one. It might not mean nothing to y'all, but this your girl, DJ Fclusive, and this is Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit, episode 71. It is what it ain't. Gonna go ahead and drop another bomb, because we all the way up into solo season 7. This is episode 2. And I am so proud of myself. So proud. I love what I do. Love bringing y'all the news. Love bringing y'all this hot music. So what better way than to mix them both together? You under dig? You under feel? Let go. Now on this episode, I got some shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about Jay-Z helping minorities and lower income, lower class people get their credit up by doing things that you do already, like paying for streaming services. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about how Twitter is trying to get you to get subscribers that actually are willing to pay for your tweets. That's some brand new shit. We're going to talk about K. Michelle Booty doing the deflation. Of course, we got to talk about your boy, Bobby Shmurda. We got to talk about your boy, Jim Jones. He's putting out fire music. We got to talk about Megan Thee Stallion and her new boyfriend. We also got to talk about Meek Mill. It's so much shit that we got to talk about on this episode. So make sure you stay locked, stay tapped in, because it's only going to get better from here. Holla at your girl.
And the craziest shit is, I know I really shouldn't say this, but, you know, bless my heart, I never knew that her Safari was going together.
Word?
Yeah, I thought Safari was...
Me neither.
I thought Safari was a gay guy that she hung out with.
Yeah.
And he was a helper. She never showed...
You thought he was a stylist?
Listen, when we went, when I was booking her out, she's like, Dab, I need 2 rooms. But the 2 rooms wasn't for him, because she would get dressed in the other room.
Oh.
And but Safari was, I didn't know that they went together.
Oh.
I never knew until he took my car from her and she called me to block him up. And then he called me. And that's when he broke down everything. He broke down everything that they was together for the year. I didn't know. She never, that was one thing about her. She never gave any inkling that anything was going on with them, like the way she was. I just thought he was, God forgive me, you know. I thought he was just a gay guy that was helping her. And he was a hype guy or something. I just never knew anything. But he put his career back for her. You know, and he told me that, that they put everything into her to let her go. And then Bowlegged Luke called me.
Because it might not mean nothing to y'all, but Safari been looking real suspect in the light lately. And it's just really interesting that Deb would go on Drink Champs and say that, to her knowledge, Safari was just the gay dude. Because back then, he used to be like Nicki's backup dancer. He alleges he used to ghostwrite for her. And in a way, I can kind of hear the way Safari rap and the way Nicki rap. But I wouldn't say that he was writing all of her rhymes, possibly trading energy with her or helping her come up with concepts. But I wouldn't go as far as say that he was writing full songs. But that's a different conversation. He used to, you know, do all the weird breakdancing with her on stage. And I'm not even going to hold you. When I first started seeing them come around and be like on MTV and all of that, I did think that, you know, he was like, you know, the gay backup dancer. But I forgot what I was watching, one of them street DVDs that used to be popping back in the day. And someone had mentioned how Safari was her boyfriend. And I was just like, oh, wow, the more you know. And then the bigger Nicki got, that's when you started seeing her and Safari with each other all of the time. Wherever she's at, he's there. They're holding hands. But I don't know. He was giving me Farnsworth Bentley vibes. But I say that to say, you know, he moves on. He joins the cast of Love and Hip Hop. Somehow, some way, Mona Scott works up a storyline where he and Erica Mena will be together. Him and Erica Mena had this big wedding special. They're married. They have a beautiful little girl. Shout out to the baby, even though social media is going crazy about the baby, which is another subject that we will get to briefly. Now, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but I've noticed that Safari hasn't been wearing his wedding ring. And I ain't even gonna hold y'all. It was a slow news day. I was just being nosy. I didn't think nothing of it. But then I had remembered, yo, this man was just on Instagram talking about he about to auction off his house. His wife is toxic. And his house was divorce court. He had tagged his house divorce court and was like talking about he was leaving. He was saying shit like that on the gram about 2 weeks prior to me noticing him taking pictures without a band on. Then I get even more nosy and I realize, yo, this man done scrubbed Erica Mena completely off of his page. Like, there's no pictures of them together. All of those beautiful wedding photos are gone. There's no videos of her. All of any indication of them being together, aside from their child, has been removed from the page. They've both even gone as far as unfollowing each other. Now, it might not mean nothing to y'all because it kind of don't mean much to me, but you kind of want to follow your spouse on social media. Now, this may very much well be their storyline for the next season of Love and Hip Hop. I do notice that they have not joined the current cast of the family reunion, so they may be cooking up a wonderful storyline for their whole divorce or whatever, what may have you. I don't know. Another thing before we get off of Safari and go on to the rest of Dev's interview here, I want to talk about how Erica Mena may be low-key racist. Now, there has been a lot of speculation. There's been a lot of talk about her saying quote-unquote racist things and racist slurs in the past. You know, I really wasn't up on them, so I let them slide. But this one kind of hit different, because the racial slur was in reference to someone that I'm cool with. Shout out to Tiani. He runs the Instagram blog, Some Like It Hot. You can also find it on Facebook. And his Facebook name is Tiani Spears. Shout out to him. He had, you know, made a post on Instagram pretty much defending Erica Mena, letting people know that, hey, you know, I don't know why you guys continue to say that this beautiful little girl looks like Rich Dallas. I think this baby looks like the mother. I don't see Rich at all in this baby. And then Erica Mena decided to get in his inbox and start going off, called him a gorilla zoo animal, just started talking all of this bullshit as it pertains to racial slurs. And it isn't the first time. And it just was real messed up because she directed these comments toward another blogger who happened to repost what he said. So in all actuality, her remarks and the things that she said were definitely going toward Tiani, and that was corny. So we got Erica Mena canceled out here. She's also blocked Tiani because he's been blasting her for her racial slurs. It's kind of ugly, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is what happens when you a blogger and you try to, you know, just speak your opinion. People get on your page and they say the most disgusting, the most ugly things. But it's all right, because we're going to stay lit and we're going to keep on doing what we do. This is exactly why my catchphrase is, if it might not mean nothing to y'all, but because if it doesn't mean anything to you, you can continue to scroll. I will never understand why a person would stop scrolling just so they can fight, just so they can argue. That doesn't make any sense. But let's go ahead and tap back into the rest of this interview.
Gucci didn't do French Walker Day. Gucci didn't like French. Because the first time he went to the studio to do a song with him, he paid Gucci $5,000 to get on the feature. And he was just sitting in the studio, but Gucci was going out the back door.
Gucci yeah, was gone.
Gucci took the money and left.
Oh, he left.
And he was like,
that's how Walker got him. Yeah,
then he Gucci called left. Me, and French was like, yo, everybody kept calling like, yo, Gucci left. And I said, what are you talking about? And I called him, and I said, Gucci, where the hell you at? Why you take that goddamn boy money?
Yeah.
And then he's like, man, fuck that pussy ass nigga. Yeah. Like, he wasn't yeah. doing nothing. Yeah. And I said, Gucci, you can't do no shit like that. Yeah. So then French called me, he's like, yo, auntie, that's all the money I had. Yeah. Over there. He's like, I didn't have no more money. money. He said, yo, he just took my money, just went there. I'm like,
who's saying that to you?
French. Oh. And I'm like, fuck, Gucci. What you do this shit? Gucci took away money. So he, God damn it. I met him at the gas station because he was like, yo, we got to go back and enough to him change all of them.
Did Gucci ever do the verse?
No, I just got paid French to $5,000. And I told Walker, I said, Walker, do something. Like, yeah. I got Walker to do. So Walker took him out. French, you know, French was drinking a lot at that time, too. So
I'm drinking now.
French kind of messed up with the Grove Street niggas, and some stuff went down there. So he didn't really pan out as much. Like, is a lot. French didn't really pan out as much in Atlanta. He didn't really do as well. People wasn't taking him in. I guess some of that shit was coming from uptown.
Everyone says that Prince broke through Atlanta. Everyone says
he did.
Hey, man. If you didn't already check out that episode of Drink Champs, go ahead and check that out. It's currently available on YouTube. Revolt, however you consume your Drink Champs. Deb's really giving it up on this one. She just gave up a few different stories within 5 minutes, if you was paying attention. One of the things that she said was Nicki Minaj owes a lot to Atlanta, Georgia. She said that Georgia did a lot for Nicki in the beginning because that's where she was at, and that's where Waka and Gucci and a lot of them was working her music, and she should pay a little bit more homage to Georgia for that. I agree. She also said at that same time, she was working with French Montana and he ain't do so good. His music wasn't ringing off like that out there. And it's funny because I never really heard that people said that French got popping out in Georgia. I heard a lot that French got popping in New York and in Connecticut. That nigga performed here at Toad's Place more times than I'd like to count. French Montana was running up and down Connecticut. There was actually a lot of artists that I used to deal with at that time that was mirroring what French was doing. They was trying to go where he was going. But then Deb goes ahead and tells another story about how Gucci beat French out of money. Now, I got to go ahead and get online and see if I've ever seen a picture of Gucci and French that's recent. Maybe they've addressed that. Maybe they've hashed that out. But that just goes to show you how savage young Guwop used to be. I mean, to tell a man you're going to do a feature and then just leave and then say, fuck him, but then have your manager have to go ahead and give that back. That's crazy. But I'm pretty sure Deb recouped her five racks. She ain't just go ahead and give that to French on the muscle. Now, I'm pretty sure that came out of some kind of Gucci budget. But that's crazy. That's crazy. And it make you think, all of this gangster shit that niggas be talking. Like, at that time, you're not a superstar. You not super famous right now. If a nigga run off with five racks, you supposed to go find that man. You're not supposed to call Deb crying and whining, talking about that was the last money you had and he ran off on you. Nah, you supposed to be calling Deb to find out where that nigga at and pull the fuck up. Like, what the fuck? That sounds like some real pussy shit on French part. French talks a lot of real gangster shit on Instagram and when he be going back and forth with motherfuckers, but that story right there is telling. She also went ahead and said French used to be drinking too much and got into it with some niggas from the hood out there. And that's another reason why his music didn't take off and he wasn't really respected out there in GA. So this is why you got to be mindful of these rappers and what the fuck that they be saying in their music, because they're not really about that. But we about to get into this next mix. We about to play some music up in here. Holla at your girl. This is DJ Exclusive and Everything Lit. Nothing Podcast, episode 71. It is what it ain't.
Yeah, it's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305 till I die. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
It's Nelly wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother to ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this your boy Kwame. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Yeah. This your boy Bryson Tiller featuring Drake. It's called Out of Time.
I've been thinking maybe things were never the way we made them out to be, how we thought they were. lately, I'm not sure. One thing for sure is when we're together, we're toxic as ever. Make no mistake, all the roads lead to we shouldn't be together. I don't know why I still play into your palm, even though I know what you want. Been twisted of you so long. Oh, cause it's complicated, far from simple. Always find a way to dodge these issues. Can't seem to shake it, not for nothing. The problem is we're not discussing. All that screaming, yelling's not becoming to you. Things just can't be fixed, we're out of time.
With the Nothing Podcast, episode 71. We on all streaming platforms. Make sure you share this podcast with a friend. Wait a minute!
No, no, you know not anymore. No, I can't wait till we find a way to part ways. Seems like your day is a dark day. Seems like you're mad at the small things.
JF exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Ooh.
throw it back for the one time? Sing this to you, you far too young for me, like dead ass. If you looking at me all crazy, like what is wrong with you? You really too young for me. This is one of them joints. So if I can't throw this on and you just like catching vibes with me, you gotta go home. I ain't even being funny. I ain't even with the bullshit. You gotta go home, shorty. If my love ain't this shit, and I can't get drunk and sing this motherfucker off key, baby girl, you gotta go home. And that's just all I gotta say about that. You already know what it is. This is episode 71. It is
you know what
it
is. So
wait a minute!
That I'm even about to sit here and say what I'm about to say. I mean, I know that times are hard. We're in a pandemic, shit getting real. And I can even go as far as to say, motherfuckers will do a lot of fuck shit for money, for clout. But this is a level of ruthlessness that I can't even really explain or really dignify for real, for real. Now, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but Lady Gaga's dog walker was recently attacked, shot multiple times in the chest
all for her dogs. So before we get into any more detail and I give my, you know, my response and I talk to y'all about this, let's go ahead and roll a clip. This clip comes from Inside Edition. Shout out to them. Gotta cite your sources.
New surveillance footage reveals more disturbing clues to the shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker. You can see dog walker Ryan Fisher fighting with the two assailants as they try to snatch Lady Gaga's three French bulldogs. Another camera shows the horrific moment when the dog walker is shot. The gunmen grab two of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs and speed off in a four-door white Nissan Altima, leaving the dog walker wailing in agony over his wound and the theft of the dogs. Today, questions are being raised about the pop star's $500,000 reward for information about her stolen dogs, Koji and Gustav, and whether it will encourage other dog nappers to target French bulldogs in hopes of a big ransom. Retired LAPD Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey.
They weren't people who just happened by and saw him with three bulldogs and decided that I'm going to take them because here they are. They went with some specificity in committing this crime, I believe.
The shooting of the dog walker and other recent dog nappings have French bulldog owners on high alert. Some owners say they will no longer be walking their dogs at night, and others are looking to carry concealed weapons permits.
Now, I ain't one to gossip, but Lady Gaga may need to be watching who she got around her. She may need to be paying a little bit more attention to who may not know her routine, because that was definitely targeted. You don't just happen to bump into someone who happens to have these dogs that, without them being attached to a celebrity, are already worth a substantial amount of money. But then you go ahead and attach them to a celebrity and now they're worth a gargantuan amount of money. You don't just happen to stumble across that. They had a car. They were ready. They knew where that person was going to be. And the fact that they used the gun, to me, that feels like some sort of resentment either to the dog walker or to Gaga, or perhaps both. Perhaps she used to have an old dog walker and this is who did this. I mean, it gotta be very simple to find out who did this. First things first, you gotta consider the fact that the dogs were only returned for the reward. And that is also the reason that they were taken, because they knew that Gaga would offer a reward. I don't know. The suspect may be the person that brought back the dogs. That's neither here nor there. As a dog owner, my dog is a small Chihuahua. I love my dog to death. And I wish I could have 500 racks to offer to someone if something like this ever happened to my dog. I just ain't got it like that. I don't even know if I had it like that, I would offer that kind of money for my dog. Maybe that's a good discussion piece. Go ahead and put that in the comments. If you were Lady Gaga rich, do you think that you would offer $500,000 for the return of your dog? Or would you just go ahead and get new dogs? I don't know if I'd get a new dog, but I also don't know if I would pay that kind of money for the return of my dog. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And unless the dog somehow make her money, I can't justify spending that kind of money on a dog, especially when the dogs themselves are costing money. You're paying for food. You're clearly paying for dog walkers, probably paying for dog sitters. Those dogs sound a little bit too rich for my blood. Now, before we get into our next musical break, I do want to send a big, 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 big shout out to Jay-Z. This is your weekly reminder of him being the GOAT. But because I actually read, I want to go ahead and be a part of the solution. And I want to go ahead and put out the right information, all right? Not that people saying that Jay-Z is doing this, that, and the third is wrong information, but you're kind of discrediting a Black man that came up with an idea that went out there and sought investors and sold his idea. And he's working diligently with Jay-Z and other investors to bring this app alive
to help minorities and people that struggle building their credit to build their credit with things that they already pay for, with like their rent, Spotify, Apple, things like that. The reason that I wanted to go ahead and say, you know, Jay-Z is just an investor, because he is. Now, it's very, very important to know that Jay-Z is the majority investor at this point. Like, out of all the investors, he has invested the most. However, I do think that it's very, very important that we stop pushing the narrative that this is Jay-Z's app. He did not come up with this. This is not his idea. This is the idea of someone else. Jay-Z just believes in it, and he's putting his money behind it because he sees what this app could be in the future. So we're going to go ahead and play a clip with the actual CEO and creator of the app.
According to a new report from Credit Sesame, about 54% of Black Americans report having no credit or poor credit, and that number is about 41% for Hispanic Americans as well. But one startup's trying to help out with that. Perch Credit is working with credit unions to help automate and boost credit scores here, tied back to things that people normally play, like a Netflix subscription or even just rent. That's a very interesting idea, so I'm happy to welcome on here the CEO of Perch Credit, Michael Broughton joins us now. Michael, it seems to me a very important goal you guys are working towards here, because this is something where we know how disadvantaged some people are when it comes to credit. So talk to me about how you're actually doing this. How are you making it easy for people to say, hey, I'm paying my Netflix, so I actually can't be trusted here?
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for having me. What we've built at Perch is a simple mobile app that takes your common recurring expenses, just like you said, your rent, your Netflix, your Hulu, your Spotify, and we turn them creditworthy. We're working with the bureaus to take these common data points and turn them into credit building pipelines for people who may not have access or just need to build their credit score over time. It's super simple, super easy, and of course, it's free to use for anybody.
Def, fuck with that. I fuck with that because as a person that's been diligently trying to build my credit and disputing random things that are on my credit report and just going through the steps of you know, getting my credit up over the years, I respect this. And I'm definitely going to get on this because I have several monthly subscriptions that I pay every month, like my cell phone bill, different services and different things that they should help your credit score, even if it is 1 or 2 points. Because if you think about it, if you have like 5 things, right, and you're getting 2 points a month, that adds up over the year. And then in a couple of years, people going to be having 700s, high 800s, only because they're literally getting credit for the things that they do. I think your rent, I think your utilities, I think all of those things that take the majority of your income should certainly help you boost your credit. What I've learned is, you know, you got to get credit cards, and a lot of people can't get credit cards because they don't have any credit or minimum credit. It's very, very difficult to do it the right way. So an app like this will help a person be able to get their first credit card, because a lot of people can't get on their family credit cards or do a lot of the things that privileged people can do. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jay. Shout out to everybody who's got something to do with this app, because it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to help minorities. It's going to help white people, because not all white people are well off. So we have to normalize killing that narrative. I mean, there is definitely a thing called white privilege, but not all white folks are rich. So with that, we're going to get into some more music.
Hey, what a real Connecticut. This your boy Drop, and I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female, DJ Exclusive.
Like that, you heard.
La música de Harry.
I seen the same shit happen to Kane. 3 cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out. I seen the same shit happen to Kane. 3 cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out.
Trying wild out, 3 cuts in my eyebrows. All white ears, Yankee fitted to the eyebrows. You know we copping, it's not a deal of the eyebrows. Matter of fact, last jacket I wore was 5,000. I'm from the Ace where we really get jiggy. I know niggas the Harlem shaking, they would really kill Shiggy. I been on private jets, nigga, really what did it, nigga. Ask about the blood, they say he illy in the bitty. You see what happened to Big, they put bullets through his trunk. Now we rapping the Big in a bulletproof truck. Summer's around the corner, I tell him pull the coops up. That all black GT with the belly roof cut. I dream my Whips like Ness, four birds in the dawn. This is not off-white, bitch, this is Virgil Vuitton. You little crack baby, I probably was serving your moms. I brought some wings for my jeweler, I spent a bird on my trauma.
I seen the same shit happen to Kane. Three cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out. I seen the same shit happen to Kane. Three cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out.
Black demons, them dope dealers that wrote chains. All I wanted was three fingers and gold chains. Selling pass to the D's in a blue Dodge cane. Young killers, them same niggas that rob Kane. Crack money to the death us. Rikers out, that's where they put the rest of us. Dear Lord, my heart aching, my mom's praying. We was hungry, we chased bacon, them boys hating. Dark nights with one life, I lived that. One gun, I hit him twice, you did that? Street rules, I wear jewels, that's mismatch. One platinum, the other gold, it's tic-tac. Hopped out of Porsche, then I sped off in a Guinea. Couple white horns, licking pussy in bikinis. Told them you should trust me just as far as you can see me. Bitch, I like to get it, I don't want it if it's easy.
I seen the same shit happen to Kane. Three cuts in your eyebrows.
I ain't even gonna hold you. It sound like Jimmy went and replaced Jewels. Wait a minute!
I seen the same shit happen to Kane. Three cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out. I seen the same shit happen to Kane. Three cuts in your eyebrows, trying to wild out.
Alright, check it out.
That's a banana, I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain, I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some extras out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Sipping Tiki and my Kiki, I'm with Dee Dee and Vanessa. Top nine bitches on my roster, get the most and nothing less. A papa met me in the valley, drop the whole up on Winnetka. Take some extras out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Yes, I didn't want to speak on this shit, but it's really been racking my brain now. Cause really, I fuck with this rap, but my niggas still selling cocaine now. The crackers, they got enough on us to go start a motherfucking case now. A nigga get hit with the Rico, they come and they snatching the gang now. Big sticks long in the bitch, golf ball holes in the shit. Big fin ball in his bitch, this one really burned all in the sit. Had a pipe, but should've wore a diaper when I hit him, left his drawers full of shit. Nigga blow at us, they getting blown down, but I be so proud to put the dope down. Put a microphone check, one, two, mic check. Still back that blood out of Sabana, I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain, I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some metros out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Guess I microphone check, one, two, mic check. Still back that blood out of Sabana, I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain, I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some metros out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Guess I'm gangland shit, fuck around, get gangland hit. I'ma catch a little bitch, white chillin' with a click, nigga, better hold. With a watch and a chain, that bitch. Set up, yeah, I train that bitch. I was fucking in the eight for like 4 days straight, but a nigga never claimed that bitch. I be talking that shit like I'm bulletproof. Fuck a DM, I'm sending a killer stew. I be fucking with the G's, Chris Bloods, BDs. Man, this shit get political. Hit the John, I'm whipping the miracle. Get the spoon and I'm scraping the residue. I done shot with Colombianos and the Mexicanos. Man, this shit get political. Rock it up and blade that shit. Dog food, nigga, slain that shit. Nigga shot at me and
miss. Make sure y'all go get that Freddie Gibbs Deluxe with Madlib. It's that pinata joint. They got all the instrumentals on it.
Microphone check, one, two, mic check. Still back that blood out of Savannah, I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain, I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some metros out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Guess I'm microphone check, one, two, mic check. Still back that blood out of Savannah, I pray to Mecca. All this gang shit in my brain, I got the rank, I got the blessing. Take some metros out the brick, we press a brick, it ain't no pressure. Yes, I guess I.
Everybody know this hey, your boy Kwame. Hey, bang, I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man. Yo.
The return of the Mac, RIP the the furl. I promise you ain't nothing like these LA girls. And we can sip slurricane, listening to Earl. Who knew we bring the bay to the world? Love letters to you, hit different than any shit I wrote. I sent flowers to your office, hope you get the note. I put an inside joke between us right there in the quote. I'll sing your praises all day, I'll hit the Whitney note. Cause you're my queen, all that I need, yada that I mean. Radiohead and rainbows, ultralight beams. This sport plays more like tennis, don't need a team. It's just me and you and it's everything that it seems, for real.
Boy, G-Eazy got one.
Get you out your mind, friend. Just know I'm serious, I ain't into playing mind games. We could go rounds, I wanna eat it like an entree. Favorite position, I be hitting that all kind of ways. You throw it back, I spent 3 stacks, I feel like Andre. You in a Zodiac, so tell me what your sign say. Won't take your love for granted, it could all be gone today. Let's get away, tugged off, way out in Monterey. Said you scared of heights, but I know you ain't scared to ride. Come ride, reside, put them panties to the side. Fucking when you mad, made me love when we collide. Could tell I was invited, how you let me come inside. Made me switch plans, had to change up the course. And we know that love don't feel the same when it's forced. You could pick, we hopping out the range of the Porsche. Now you mad, slapping lemonade in a Porsche. Well, I
merchandise and you want to get ad space on a Nothing Podcast, make sure you hit me up at nothingpodcast@gmail.com. We do have ad space and social media promotion. Wait a minute. All right. If you just tapped in, this is DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast, Everything Lit, episode 71. It is what it ain't. Now, we about to do some rapid fire nothingness. You know what I'm saying? First things first, Benny the Butcher announces he's getting ready to drop Plugs I Met 2. Now, if you follow the Nothing Pod page and if you're a member of Everything Lit, I posted a video maybe a month ago with him going live playing most of the album. So if you want to know what his album is hitting for, go ahead and go to the Nothing Pod page, type in Benny the Butcher under videos, and you shall find it. Also, speaking of new albums, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but the boys are back. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak have announced that they will drop an album together. It's called Sonic Silk. I was just posting an Everything Lit asking when are they going to let Bruno off punishment. So this was a great thing for me to hear. I am a big Bruno fan and I mess with Anderson the long way, so I just can't wait to hear what they got going on with that. Also, you know, Twitter is trying to do this OnlyFans thing. Now, it might not mean nothing to y'all because it damn sure don't mean nothing to me. The only thing I can say is it's going to really fuck us up as bloggers out here, because a lot of the news today comes from Twitter. It comes from Instagram. So if these artists get to a place where they are going to now make you pay for certain tweets or pay for all of their tweets, then we can pretty much get rid of the whole screenshot and then write your own caption and give the people the news that way. I also feel like this is going to replace the good old fashioned post and delete that these celebrities do. You know, they be up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning posting wild shit. And by the time you wake up at a normal time, like 8 or 9, it's gone. But Shave Room Baller Alert, sometimes myself, we got those screen grabs so you can see when they was going crazy. I will keep y'all updated as far as what Twitter's gonna do, but when Twitter announced it, they were trending with RIP Twitter. I don't think the people really mess with that too much. Also, there is a video going viral. It is all over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever your social media appetite is. You can find this video of K. Michelle's booty doing a deflation. Now, the crazy thing about her booty deflating is not the fact that it did, it's the fact that she tried to play it off. Now, if you are a fan of Love and Hip Hop, if you are a fan of K. Michelle, then you know that she's been very, 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 very vocal on her journey to get the butt shots out. She almost died. She's been having really bad experiences as it pertains to plastic surgery and butt shots. So she took us with her, getting them removed and everything. So when the whole situation popped, if I were her, I wouldn't have tried to play it off. I would have used it as a teachable moment. So she could have then said, you know what, ladies, see, this is what happens. You know, you're having fun. You want Instagram. And the next thing you know, this fake ass of yours, it deflates. And now you're looking embarrassed. But instead, she tried to play it off. And then the next day at the butt crack of dawn, let off a litany of tweets about bullshit. I'm not going to read not a single tweet. You can go to the Nothing Pie page, or you can go into Everything Lit community and you can read these tweets. K. Michelle was just going on and on and on and on and on and on and on about how we as people are fucked up for laughing at her and for judging her. Miss me with it. It's your fault. If you didn't try to play it off like it didn't happen, nobody would have done that to you. It might not mean nothing to y'all because it damn sure doesn't mean anything to me. Today is February 25th. We are recording today on a Sunday, and it is Ja Rule's birthday. Now, 50 did come through and body him, but he is a hip-hop legend, and you should put some respect on his name. You feel me? Also, and more rapid fire nothingness, that whole court case as it pertains to Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion, what we were waiting for was the judge to actually deny your boy Tory the right to speak. That is right. Tory has a gag order. He cannot speak publicly about the case with Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know why that is. She has not stopped talking about this man since the whole thing happened. It's really not fair that he can't speak on it. But hey, what can I do? What can I say? I am not the judge, but that is what it is. Also, in other Megan the Whore news, I mean Megan Thee Stallion, she has gone public with a new boyfriend, Protestant Fontaine, which is already looking crazy. There's a video on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever your social media delight is, where you can hear this man yelling and screaming at her. Sounds like it's getting a little physical. They say that she locked herself in the bathroom. They say Megan was coked up, drunk on live, and he got upset because it made him look stupid. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not one to gossip, but I will say this. Since we've met Megan Thee Stallion, she's been exposed for faking a relationship with Moneybagg Yo. She was drunk all over Trey Songz in the club. We know he smashed. What else? Tory Lanez, this guy. And you know, the crazy thing about the Protestant dude is he's a ghostwriter for Atlantic. So I say that to say Megan been hanging around him since at least WAP, probably even before that, because they say that he did some writing with her before WAP. I don't know, but I do know that this dude that she messing with, he not a new dude. They just going public recently, but he's been around. And one of the last things that I want to touch on in rapid fire nothingness would be Meek Mill, aka Meek Chill. He basically got gathered, sat down, told to relax by the young, beautiful Vanessa Bryant after his disrespectful lyric about Kobe. He then says all these disrespectful things on Twitter, and then he takes them back and says that he apologized to her in private. I only have one question. When did you apologize to her? Did you apologize to her before she dragged you or after she dragged you? Because you saying fuck your feelings and all of that, and then you getting dragged on Twitter, and then you coming out saying you apologize and nothing you saying is about her. It seemed real weird, and I don't know if I believe you, dude. You need more people. Now, before we get out of here, I do want to touch on last night's versus D'Angelo and Friends. D'Angelo and Friends, according to Timbaland, was supposed to be D'Angelo versus Maxwell. Maxwell did not show up, pulled out, whatever the case may be. I did not read the article or the details. I did just look at the basics to see that that battle last night was really supposed to be Maxwell and D'Angelo. So it was really dope that Swiss and Timbo was able to at least get Meth and Red and her to come there and perform with him. DJ Scratch did a wonderful, wonderful job. There were D'Angelo records that I would wanted to hear, but I didn't hear them. I heard a lot of my favorites though, so I can't be mad at what he did. I am mad at what he looked like though. That whole outfit was trash. He had holes in his stocking cap. It was a bad look when he took that hat off. I'm happy to see that he lost weight. I'm happy to see that he put the bottle down. You ain't see D'Angelo drink nothing. He was smoking them cigarettes, but he was not drinking no alcohol. So shout out to him for being sober. And that's how we're going to close the show. We're going to close the show for the ladies. We're going to play some D'Angelo records and we're going to get out of here. I'm going to see y'all next week. And we got a special episode next week. We playing some Biggie records. We doing it for Brooklyn because the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th, and that happens to be when the next episode of the Nothing Podcast dropped. So I appreciate y'all rocking with me. This your girl, DJ F Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast and everything lit. I gotta keep it a beam.
After the original was probably this.
I was so mad.
I told you.
When I seen Redman, and I didn't hear.
I'll be the folk doctor spot, originator of wreck shop. The type brother to give your stolen car a test drive. So hold your brown sugar, because the way I pound hookers keep on coming back like I'm a cooker. Time for some act, but I don't push your act. I push your legs stupid enough to push your wig. I'll be the folk doctor spot, originator of wreck shop. The type brother to give your stolen car a test drive. So hold your brown sugar, because the way I pound hookers keep on coming back like I'm a cooker. Time for some act, but I don't push your act. I push your Lex Coupe and love to push your wig back. And it's like that, like DJ Run and Daryl Mack. He's the D. I'll be the blasted on whack.
When I first saw you, baby, I wanted you to me and those dream eyes of mine
started to cry in a dream, pushing my fancy.
Are we gonna end it with a vibe for the ladies? Can we get busy for the one time?
Yeah, let's go, yo.
Serotonin, baby.
All I do is sign.
Cause you're the most precious thing, baby.
I got my dreaming eyes has ever seen. Something like me being with you, will you be with me?
With a grand and leave out with 200 just to get our brains red. The freaky spitter with the cheeky eyes. The green eye bandit program for me to blow the track wide open. Who's next to float my Billy Ocean? I got a city of girls wet and still soaking. Yo, dreamy eyes, you better run it. I blow spots and cock, but had nothing to do with life. Ain't
just that you found something that'll help us all. Baby, it's my imagination running too far.
If you ain't get a chance to catch his verses, make sure you hit that when it get on YouTube. He did his thing. Yeah.
Now rocking the DJ exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Ladies, put your wine in the air. Y'all know y'all got a glass of something.
That's a minimal factor. A bunch of them itching for you to scratch them. I'm trying to find a way to fit. I'm trying to come with the rain. And I'm gonna take it on, 'cause I want them to know I'm on me. You're my lady.
Singing this to my lady
when I get married. Facts. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
Let me hear this.
from the start. Won't buy, why is why? Till we fry, watch the song, stay alive, won't slice the devil's pie. Join some thugs, when it why? Three or four at a time, watch them all, stay alive, won't slice the devil's pie.
Mainly greens, up to this dish, goes like this. Here's a list, materialistic, greed and lust, jealousy,
envious,
Fredo, Jet G's, flashy stash, cash and cream, temperatures a high degree, niggas come to feast.
Well, is this all about? Apocalypse, ain't no doubt, everybody hold out, all the loot. All the clout, right or wrong, you do or die. Only vengeance can pacify. Watch your back, so will I. In these days and times, fuck the slide, won't buy. Why is why? Till we fry. Watch the song, stand alive. Folks like some devil's pie. Drunk and thugs, when it wine. Three or four at a time. Watch them all.
Let Primo get some. Trying to eat.
I do appreciate all y'all rocking with me. This is the end of episode 71. Second episode of solo season 7 of the Nothing Podcast. Anything lit. It's your girl DJ Exclusive, and it's been a pleasure. I really do love doing this for y'all. Make sure while you got your phone in your hand or you on your computer or your tablet, you hit like, you hit share, and then you drop a comment. Make sure you go ahead and spend some of that income tax money at nothingmerch.com. And do remember, I do custom orders. So if you need a hat, a scully, a hoodie, a t-shirt, a sticker, whatever, hit me up with your transparent logo and I got you. High quality is a must.
Wait a minute, let me think about
it. Slice of the devil's mind.
Should everybody out there get down with
it. Slice of the devil's mind.
Stop
down, please.
Bone slice of the devil's mind.
Tell a woman in the street, tell her fucking by the
bone. Bone slice of the devil's mind.
Niggas killing each other in the streets.
Bone slice of the devil's mind.
All alive, all alive.